It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Thursday, October 10th at 10:43 in the morning. We're here at Biloxi City Hall, and Cecilia Dobbs-Walton joins me, the public affairs specialist, the underpaid public affairs specialist for the City of Biloxi. Cecilia, we had quite the crowd yesterday.
Thanks for that. Yes, we did. It was the City of Biloxi's block party for Cruising the Coast. So we had hundreds of cars, antiques, hot rods that lined the downtown streets. We had a lot of entertainment, some good food. The mayor was even out and about with his antique car.
And I had the great pleasure of being able to see, witness, and sit in four Hudsons, two Nashes, but I couldn't find a Packard.
Oh, man, and anything steam?
No steam. No Stanleys.
Let's move right
There's an Auburn, yes.
We're now going to wake up the Honorable Andrew Fofo Gillich, the Mayor of Biloxi. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Vincent.
We thought about doing it outside so that the viewing audience could see the beautiful downtown area. This, in all sincerity, please give me an honest and a sincere, heartfelt answer. What's been your take on cruising so far this year, really?
Wait a minute. Let me say something. I'm pulling up Vincent Creel. I always give you an honest and sincere. Okay. Now, what was the question?
You see, he's deflecting. What I wanted to ask you is, sincerely, as the mayor of Biloxi, as a car aficionado, how about that? What have you seen with Cruising the Coast this year that has really delighted you?
Well, the numbers, and I think the mix of things, a lot of imagination out there in different cars and different configurations. Some really fine engineering. I saw a guy with the 2427 in a 69 Camaro, which was amazing when you look at just the mechanics, the engineering component of the deal. And
which is what you look at.
Yeah. I mean, it's not obvious to the casual user, if you know what I mean. Do you understand that?
Yes,
okay,
sir, I do.
All right, very good. But anyway.
Some people were kind of surprised to see the Fofo Mobile. Explain what that car is, your personal cruising car.
I think so. He's taken a bunch of pictures in over the last two or three years anyhow. Yeah, it's a 65 Malibu Chevelle and with a 383 stroker engine, a 356 Pontiac rear end, Edelbrock heads, Holley carburetor, and four-speed transmission. Now, what else did you want to know about?
Oh, man, you are a real motorhead, aren't you? Okay, off of Cruising the Coast, we'll come back to cruising in a minute, me and Cecilia, to tell people about their favorite thing, the cones. You, by the way, Mayor Gillich, you were sucking up pretty good to Governor Phil Bryan a couple of weeks ago. Was that last week, man? He came and just doled out a bunch of money, and it was in areas that you have really pushed. I'm talking about the waterfront. Explain what the governor was here for and what he did.
Well, again, part of Go Mesa, which is Gulf of Mexico Exploration Security Act, is a bunch of money this year, as opposed to, you know, $1 million is $20 million, and stepping up based on how much exploration is going on to only the counties, the southern three counties, and other areas in Louisiana, Alabama, and Texas that have offshore exploration. So that figure is going to grow. And so through the governor's leadership, we've submitted, you know, plans and hopes like we do. And we're always making applications. But a couple of things that I think we're excited about is the ability to put a 10-foot boardwalk, 3,501 linear feet, foot, or whatever, how you say that, from Oak Street to the Small Craft Harbor with a 10-inch or 18-inch knee wall, which is, again, included with that project is the heavy sand, the heavier sand, not 100 micron versus 600 micron. So anyway, that's going to be coming to reality very shortly, as well as there's a bunch of rocks that used to be ways to reach the Back Bay and a recreational area between Forest Avenue and Kensington on the bay, right across from the state office building. Elton Bolton building used to be Howard Memorial. But anyway, so those are $6 million worth of work that Governor Bryan was able, and DMR and all those folks that were related say this does make sense. And, you know, next year there'll be another opportunity for things that are going to pop with that Go Mesa also. So we expect at least that much money to be, again, this is not BP, Restoration or Restore Act. Economic development is a completely set of things that, you know, recommended through the mayor's, you know, preferences. And we're real pleased that that happened.
The big thing for you is that you have had a vision from day one on what that waterfront could be. And it seems like between the West Biloxi project, the Point Cadet project, and now these two, parts of that vision are starting to become reality.
That's true. That's true. I mean, you know, it's becoming clearer every day. You know, just like when your eyes, you know, you get focused and you're going to see it.
Okay, so that's the waterfront. The cruisers, if we can go back to that for a minute, this was the first year that they were on the new Howard Avenue, which, by the way, looks old, but it's brand new, and it's way cool. What kind of reactions did you get to that?
They love the brick. I'm telling you, I heard it more than one time walking up and down. So they did, and I think next year will be even better with flow and how we configure folks. But it worked out really well. I mean, between Howard and the loop and the parking there, as well as there's a lot of cars on Main Street, you know, and on the side street. So it's cool.
Somebody asked me the other day about police officers and writing tickets during cruising the coast, and a lot of that is up to the discretion of the officer and what they see and the action that they feel is necessary to take. But you said something I thought was very insightful to some visitors from Tennessee about how police treat people and what you have noticed in your personal interactions over the years.
Well, you know, in a tourist, you know, you want people to come back and, you know, you want people to obey, you know, the laws and be safe. But, you know, the thing you remember most, not the tickets you got, the tickets you did not get. And you will remember all those are nice people. Mm-hmm. I mean, Florida has paid attention. If you're a first-timer in Florida and you get pulled over for going 80 miles an hour to 70 or whatever, you're more likely going to get a warning rather than a ticket, and that's why, you know, they're successful. I mean, they paid. It's been an effort to do those kind of things, and so I'll guarantee you, the thing that you remember is not the ones you paid, the ones you did not have to pay.
And it's always up to the discretion of the officer. He's right there on the scene. But the best thing you can do as a motorist, whether you're visiting for cruising or whether you are a resident of Biloxi, just be nice and be courteous with the officer. Don't bring any stress to the situation. And he's just doing his job. And the bottom line is, Mayor, you've always said three things: safe, friendly, and beautiful. Go ahead.
You hit a thing. I mean, it's not doing cruising. Just be courteous. You know, be courteous. Let somebody in if you can see them trying to squeeze in. It's not going to cost you 30 seconds, 15 seconds. You know, yeah, just be courteous.
But you say that, but you're a guy that doesn't wear socks. I mean,
that has nothing to do with anything.
It's about saving time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about, you know, it's about time. Right. What do you want? Waste time? You can't waste time. You can waste money. Okay? You can't waste time. You never get that 15 seconds back.
That's right. Andy,
it's always a joy when we have you on the podcast. It really is. Now, is there anything else you wanted to say to the people of Biloxi?
No, I said just have a great time. Be, you know, safe, friendly, and beautiful.
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate it. All right, Cecilia, let's move out here in the hallway and let him get back to, I think the cartoons is what he had on.
You didn't turn it back on. Well,
we're busy right now. That's 15 seconds you won't get back, by the way. Cecilia, tell us what else is going on in Biloxi right now.
Well, this weekend starts the City of Biloxi Halloween events with Happy Halloween in One Market. That'll be Friday, October the 11th. From 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., the Wool Market School grounds on John Lee Road. The event is for ages 11 and younger. There's going to be a costume contest and a lot of games and inflatables. It'll be a fun event for the children to come out to. Also, just a reminder for some people that even though it starts next week on Tuesday, is the annual Special Needs Volleyball Games. It's open to all ages with physical and mental disabilities. They start Tuesday, October the 15th, and go through December the 10th. It'll be played from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Donald Snyder Community Center. If you're interested in any of those or any other special need programs, you can call the Parks and Recreation Department at 228-388-7170.
Our Parks and Recreation Department over the years has really embraced They've had a holistic approach to involving everyone.
They do. They have events for everyone, all ages.
Special needs, though, is the one that usually jumps out at me.
That's correct. With or without disabilities, we have a lot of our parks that have wheelchair accessible swings. And like I said, the events, I mean, pretty much every month there's some type of special needs event, dance or activity. You know, they have baseball. They have, like I said, a lot of dances. They have volleyball now. So there's a lot going on. And all this is free. Free for the children. Again, free for adults to come out to and participate in. And that information is on our website at biloxi.ms.us, as well as all these upcoming activities.
She says free, but it's all taxpayer supported. But what Mayor Gillich and the City Council have done is they've found a way to use existing revenue to expand some of these programs that we're offering now. Am I sucking up good enough within earshot of the mayor?
Yeah, I think so. I think he can hear you. You're making happy.
Okay, so we've talked about Cruising the Coast. The big thing for you to know about Cruising the Coast is today is Thursday. Tonight, after midnight, probably about 3 in the morning, they're going to start putting the cones out. That means that if you're traveling on your way to work Friday morning, you're going to see the cones in the middle of each lane, between the lanes, and they're going to be between DeBeige Road and I-110. What do these cones mean, Cecilia?
And they'll be on US 90. What they mean is it's just putting the police department and public works department, just putting them out in case they are needed for traffic. Whenever traffic becomes heavy on US 90 between that area that Vincent mentioned, if there is an issue for emergency personnel needing to get through, they will make one lane for traffic and one lane for emergency personnel. And again, this is only if needed, but again, the police department, and I believe we've had police officers on the show the last couple weeks to talk about it, the big thing is safety. They want to make sure that they can get around and get emergency response to whoever they need and get them to wherever they need to go. And again, it will only be implemented if needed.
And if you want to know about any traffic advisories, that's all you have to do is on your cell phone, text Biloxi, B-I-L-O-X-I, to 888-777. Another fine service that Mayor Gillich allowed us to begin that keeps people in the know, would you say?
I agree. It does keep people in the know about traffic advisory and weather advisories if there's something going on, especially whenever we have those sirens, testings that go on throughout the city. We let people know. Again, it comes right there on your phone. Most people have your phone with you so you can get the information you need.
Okay, William, I think that covers everything that we needed to talk about. The biggest thing is just have a fun-filled week. Be patient while you're out there driving and enjoy the sights.
And if you know of anybody that's driving a Packard or has a straight 8 engine, do let me know. That's wsackett@biloxi.ms.us.
Thank you, William Sackett, for that public service announcement.
You've been listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall Biloxi with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.
Isn't that a fine use of...